So who do you say that I am? Jesus asked the disciples today. It's a simple enough question until we start digging a little bit. Jesus had just warned the disciples about the Sadducees and the Pharisees, these religious sects that were promoting religion based on human standards, that you win God's favor when you wash your hands properly, if you stay away from unclean people, that makes you special. We know from last week's gospel that none of those things matter. All are welcome in God's family. There's another little tidbit here in Matthew at the beginning. Jesus and the disciples were in Caesarea Philippi, and this was a busy port town on the Sea of Galilee that was named after Caesar. Caesarea, which meant that this place was all about Rome, the epicenter of political power and wealth. And so when Jesus asked this question, it actually packs some punch. This is about loyalty and identity. A lot is at stake on how the disciples answer. How they choose to respond will determine their place in society, their threat level to the local and national government, as well as the religious ruling powers, their family and friends and neighbors. It's no surprise that the disciples' first answer is a safe one. Some say John the Baptist, who just died. Others, Elijah, and still some others, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. This answer gives Jesus a little bit of authority, as all of those were important figures in Jewish faith. But Jesus isn't satisfied with his answer, and so he pushes with another question. But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter responds, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." This confession has actually already changed and shaped his whole world. Remember, Simon Peter was a fisherman. He was not a scholar or a part of the religious club or political government at the time. He caught fish. And one day Jesus saw him on the beach and he said, "Follow me." And so he did. He had watched Jesus heal the sick and proclaim liberation. He'd walked beside Jesus as he started to break down these structures of oppression. He listened as Jesus proclaimed to the crowds, "You are salt, you are light. Each of you are good and blessed and worthy as you are." Peter, with Jesus' help, had fed thousands of people bread and fish from just a few. Not just once, but twice. With Jesus' encouragement and instructions, Peter had already been sent out to teach. This journey with Jesus, despite all the beautiful things that have been happening, was not always easy. Peter watched John the Baptist lose his head for this new radical way of life. Peter noticed that soldiers and religious leaders were starting to show up in the same places they were. They were paying attention, maybe too much attention. Peter had become ostracized from his family, who thought he was a little nuts for doing this. And recently he had tried to walk on water and had gotten wet. Today, Jesus does not ask Peter this question because Jesus forgot who he is. Jesus asked this question for Peter's sake. He asked this question for us, too, because who we confess Jesus to be shapes the way that we live our life. The words that we confess matter. Who you say Jesus is has everything to do with who we are willing to be. All this talk about backpacks and school supplies this week has jogged a specific back-to-school memory of my own. The month before I started seventh grade, I was a big pain in the butt to my parents. The seventh grade was a big deal. It was going to be my first year in a new school, Bridgeview Middle School, because there was a view of a bridge from the top floor. There was going to be a new class format, and I was going to travel more in between classes. I would be taking classes with lots of new kids that I'd never met before. And some of these classes were going to be different than my normal friend group. I was really nervous. And so I begged and begged and begged for a pair of Airwalk shoes. I know, I'm old. I was convinced these shoes were going to be revolutionary for me. They were going to make me popular and fun and confident. Blue and tan stripes. I needed them. The last week before school, I finally wore my mom down, and we made the hour trek to the mall so we could get them, because there was no Amazon Prime same day shipping. And on that first day of school, I put them on, and I walked down to the bus stop, thinking, surely this year is going to be different. And you can probably guess how the rest of the story went. Of course it wasn't. I was still that geeky, shy nerd with glasses, square and awkward as ever. The popular kids had moved on from Airwalks to the three-stripe Adidas without telling me. But looking back, that seventh grade year wasn't all bad. I made some really wonderful friends in those new places and classes I took. I read my very first Harry Potter book. Again, I'm old, I know. I had some great teachers. And for the first time in my school career, you could purchase Yoo-Hoo in the school cafeteria. I didn't need those shoes. The shoes did not define who I was. But it's so easy to get wrapped up in the stuff, isn't it? We are what we wear, what we buy, where we shop, where we work and live, what we drive, what devices we have. You fill in the blank. The world would have us believe that our worth, our identity, who we are, is based solely in these things that don't really matter and will eventually wear out. Because the truth is, God sees who we are and sees us for that and celebrates the person we are. No matter what shoes we wear, God proclaims to us over and over and over again that we matter. On those days when I'm struggling, when I'm having a hard time remembering who God is for me, I pull out this poem by Kaylin Hott. And it goes like this. I asked God if it's okay to be melodramatic, and she said yes. I asked her if it's okay to be short, and she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish, and she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes. She said, you can do just exactly what you want to do. Thanks, God, I said. And is it okay even if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. Our God is a God of yes. God loves us, affirms us, celebrates us, dances with us, embraces with us, and proclaims to us, yes, yes, yes. Yes, you are my family in the waters of baptism. Yes, I want to feed you at this table, my table. Yes, I am with you. Yes, I love you. Yes, you are forgiven. And yes, you can forgive. There is always space to begin again. Yes, you have what you need, and yes, you can share, and you will still be okay. Yes, it's okay to rest and leave those dishes for later. Yes, you matter. And yes, please put this yes in your pocket and use it out in the world, too. Today in this text, Jesus responds to Simon Peter by saying yes. He calls him Peter, Petros in the Greek, which means rock. He says, Peter, you rock. and you are the rock that I'm going to build my church on, a community so strong that the gates of hell won't be able to break it. Not only that, Jesus gives him the keys to the kingdom, this power to bind and loose, which is fancy rabbinical language for the power of yes and no. Yes to life and love and abundance, and no to injustice and rules that oppress and hand washing and fancy shoes. The best part about this whole exchange is in the very next paragraph, what we're going to hear next week, is Peter messes up again. He stumbles. And he continues to stumble, denying Jesus all the way to the cross. And Jesus knew that. But he still called Peter the rock, even though he wasn't perfect, and nor do we need to be. Human is what God chooses to work through. And isn't that a beautiful thing? Just as Paul talks about in that Romans text, we are all a part of the body of Christ, each of us with important, unique, and distinct roles to play. Together, we discern what is the will of God and what is good and life-giving and holy. We remind one another who Jesus is and who we are called to be in this moment. Together, we say no to the stuff you wear, the things you own, your job, your status. None of these things define who you are. And together we say, yes, you matter. And we celebrate your unique place in our midst. This week, as you go to work, as you get ready for school, whatever your week holds, may you trust that God says yes to you. God celebrates who you are. You matter. May you rest in this yes, and may you carry this yes in your pocket to a weary world who needs to hear it too. Amen. Thanks be to God.